Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old inimitable Rough Rider himself. Thank you for tuning in for another scintillating episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, Ted Cruz is America's all-purpose whiner and sniveler. Let's go, shall we? After watching Thursday night's GOP debate, it's quite clear. Ted Cruz is the champ when it comes to whining. Ditto for being a champion sniveling snot. Apparently, Megyn Kelly ain't buying any of it. So Cruz got shut down Thursday night by both Rubio and Kelly. So when Cruz gets called on his own flip-flops, like by Marco Rubio, he whines that Rubio didn't show up for certain votes in the U.S. Senate. Trump has hammered away at Ted Cruz, calling into question Ted Cruz's credentials as a U.S. citizen. Cruz was born in Calgary, Canada, to a Cuban father and American mother. And all Cruz can do or could do at Thursday night's GOP debate with Trump absent was to say Trump has infused great enthusiasm into the GOP's 2016 White House race. He doesn't even have the balls to refute Trump in no uncertain terms for his allegations that Cruz's U.S. citizenship is suspect. Never mind that Trump has called into question everything about Cruz, including his manhood. Cruz is the ultimate sniveler. He's a high-class toady. He's not fit to give any orders other than those within a drive-through hamburger pit stop. Rubio, to his credit, does not whine or snivel, stands on his own 2 feet and trades punches with his fellow rivals. If he's got something to dish out, it can be traced to an official record, i.e., Cruz's actual voting pattern in the U.S. Senate. The sniveler will soon turn into the shriveler. This is Marco Rubio's time to overtake Cruz and pursue the Trump. Marco Rubio can dog Trump through the first 2 months of the primaries and wear him down. Trump, beware. Youth will be served this time around. Cruz, your act wears thin, and the hounds, i.e. Marco Rubio, are nipping at your heels. That's it for a Rough Riders Radio episode for tonight. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide, and the Republican elephant continues to stew in its own self-induced formaldehyde.